there's been so many big stories, and I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to the site, thepowerhour.com. You can scroll through all the news a lot better. A major, massive story I totally forgot about. A company called Polymer 80 out of somewhere around Tampa, Florida, the Tampa area. For years, they've been making what they call 80% uppers. That means guns that are, they're not guns yet. They're the frame of a gun. All you need to do a little work. You can get the parts and then you can put it together. And then you at home can make your own gun because there's no law in America for you to, against you making your own firearm that in
is,
your house.
That is correct.
And so they've been doing this for years. There's no law, no even statute, no even, you know,
nothing,
quote unquote guideline that is preventing this. They've done this for years. Okay, because Biden supposedly, quote unquote, is president-elect and is about to be in power, the ATF is now jumping the gun. The IRS, in conjunction with the ATF, invaded, now listen to this, the ATF invaded him, confiscated all his, all their property, all their supply. The IRS came in and seized all their financial assets in cahoots. They asked for, can show me the law where
yeah.
this is, where you got the power to do this. Shut up. I'll show you the law when I want to show you the law. This is what we're doing.
Tyranny.
This is a clear signal of what the future of the United States is if we do not win this fight. Now, I'm not saying we can't win other fights. I'm saying the Rubicon will be crossed if Donald Trump is not reelected. And I'm not saying Donald Trump's perfect. It's not what I'm saying. If our will is so abrogated, then everything is abrogated. Do you get it? The dueling, competing parts of America, the constitutional parts or this corporate system where Judge Roberts can say, Texas, I don't care about your concerns.
Right.
That's going to be you. Polymer 80, I don't care about your concerns. You take it up in court.
And then you go to
you
court.
You settle at court. And,
then you lose.
Yeah, and then you lose.
Yeah, simple.
That's administrative law.
Roman law.
That's right. This is what we're dealing with. This is what's at stake here right now. They've got the green light, they think.
They think.
That's why they've done this.
Yep.
We do have caller Winnie in Ohio. Winnie, are you still there?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. I know you had a final thought, so go ahead, final thought you had on all this.
The final thought was this, that so many people that I have known, we have been fasting and praying, and I know God hears our prayers, and we're just praying and fasting, and we did this the last time, and we're just saying that President Trump is going to be our president this time.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say, God bless America, God bless President Trump, and God bless the Power Hour, and God bless you, Joseph Meyer, for being on the Power Hour. God bless you all.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you, Winnie.
Do you do it at a time?
You're welcome.
Do you do it at
You're
a certain
welcome.
Time?
Yeah, Winnie, is there a certain time you're fasting?
See,
or you just
other people can join you.
Yeah.
So other people can join you. That's the only reason
I usually pick one day a week and I fast.
Okay, are you going to do it tomorrow? Maybe tomorrow is a good day.
Oh, boy, yes.
Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow would be a great day.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Yes.
I will do it with you.
Yes, let's make
okay,
a time
fine.
So everybody can.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Everybody can pray and fast.
Yes, let's do
tomorrow.
It tomorrow, Tuesday. Yes.
Are you going
yes.
to call? I want you to call in tomorrow again. Can you do that?
Sure.
I want you to call in tomorrow because we're going to talk about this. We're going to go over it again because people on shortwave are hearing this. They hear it a day after.
Okay.
So we're going to do it again.
Okay.
I will fast with you.
Okay.
So when are we fasting? We fasting basically sundown, sun up to sundown or the whole 24 hours?
Right,
or what are we doing?
Right. Sun up to sundown.
Okay.
Okay.
Sun up to sundown. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Joseph,
okay.
Again?
Okay.
We haven't got the Joseph yet. Joseph's not here. He's turning the heater on. Leave Joseph alone. Winnie, God bless you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Winnie.
You call tomorrow.
Yes.
The first hour
right.
We're going to do news. I want you to make sure you call in tomorrow.
Okay, I will.
Because we're
God
you
bless.
Make sure because we're going to go over this again. Thank you, Winnie. God bless you.
As many people as we possibly can.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, to do it. Yeah, right before.
And it's not about look.
This is about power.
This is about power.
This
Where
about
is
focus,
the power?
This is about focusing our power.
Is God's power
yes.
on this country, Or has it been subverted to the Brahma monotheistic God of man and woman?
No,
any man, any woman.
Whatever. I say it hasn't.
I say it hasn't.
Yeah.
I agree. We just have to.
It's a great idea. Love it.
Fantastic. God's power is always here.
Always.
Is it going to be activated in our lives?
Yes.
Or are we going to be abandoned?
Yes.
Or we have abandoned God. Anyway, that's another story.
Well, we're getting back. We're getting back. We were tricked.
Yes. Our guest that's been waiting so patiently while we've been going on about this is one of our favorites. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is his website. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. I've said it. I'll say it again. One of the best financial newsletter / publications there is. It's a little more than newsletter. I'd say it's a little bigger than that, a little more extensive. It's simple. It's actionable. Information. It's not like so many that you got to have a doctorate degree to understand the
things. Decipher it.
It's simple, straight to the point, and gives you things that you can do to help and guide and bless your financial life. And he is very good, and he is very accurate. He has been on all the major shows. He's been doing this for a lot of years. You want to know about a different, what did gold do in the 60s, 70s? He didn't read about it. He was there.
He was right there.
He
was on the Florida stock market in the 60s.
So this is our man, Joseph Meyer. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Good afternoon, Kevin. Thank you for having me as a guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you. Happy New Year to you
and your listeners
all over the world.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, young man. It's been like a year since I've talked to you. It's a little joke.
Yeah.
Just give us an overview of, it's been a month or so since we've had you on. It's been a busy month. It's been a crazy month. Where is your mindset right now, just with this election, with the financial market, just anything? Just kind of an overview. What's on Joseph Meyer's mind right now?
Well, I think, quite frankly and honestly, we're in unprecedented times, and I think we're making history. I do agree with you, Daniel, that there'll be a 10-day moratorium on the election results. I think that's the most reasonable thing that can be done, and I think it will be. But I think the markets are making history as well. I think we're making a very important top in the equity market. I think we're seeing an important top possibly in the next few days in Bitcoin. And I think we're preparing for some tough times as we enter early 2021. So I think this is the time, as I've said many times, to have a plan and follow it very diligently. That's what I think is happening.
All right. Let's talk about one of the things that I disagreed slightly. I mean, I generally agree very much with you, and why wouldn't I? I mean, you've proven to be incredibly accurate. I'd be a fool not to, but one of the things, let's look at something maybe a little different. You've called the top of the equity market for a while, but yet it's beating the top and it's still going up. I have been in my mind, and I've had this in the back of my mind, it seems like it's coming true, that we weren't at the top of the market, that Donald Trump basically is, the administration is controlling that number, and they're able to make it go up. They understand if it's pumping money by the billions and billions out through the back door, that's what they're doing. The market is holding up and actually growing up, as we speak, and has been for a while. This is a little contrary to what you've talked about. Discuss kind of that to some degree.
Well, I outlined, as you know, in the December 2020 issue of the newsletter that I thought we could go to 30,000 in the Dow and approximately 3,900 in the S&P. And we have gone above that, and I've indicated that I thought we may see the final top somewhere around 32,000 and probably somewhere around 4150, 4250 in the S&P 500.
Okay. So I this is just, again, and ladies and gentlemen, this is not financial advice. This is me just giving my opinions. This is I have a First Amendment protected right to express my opinion. These are my opinions. Don't take it as financial advice. That seems more, I feel, See, I feel Trump is going to get in.
I do, too.
You do? You do? What makes you say that? I mean, you're a pretty connected guy in the financial everywhere. Do you have some inside information or just kind of your overall feel? Tell me, why do you think that?
I think, quite frankly, he won the election, and I think the majority of people in this country understand and realize that. That's why I believe it.
I'm underestimating that fact. You know, what you just said, I think, is a fact. I think it's pretty clear that's a fact.
Yes.
I've underestimated that. And, you know, there's... even if you're corrupt and you're trying to screw America over, at some point, if most of America thinks you're screwing them over, you got to kind of go with the people. At some point, you got to bow to them.
Well, I think when you take a look at the popularity he's had over the last 4 years, and you take a look at the number of people that turned out for the rallies, it's hard to believe that he could lose the election in these key states, which we're being told he did. I think we've got to take a hard look at the ballots, take a hard look at the votes, and have a final tally to understand who truly did win in these states, and we don't have that, Daniel.
You mentioned at the beginning you think there's going to be a 10-day moratorium on the electoral. Okay, tell me how you think that's going to go down, because that's kind of how I pretty much agree with you on that.
Well, I think when you take a look at the alternatives, it makes the most sense that we pursue this road to certainly determine the outcome of what took place in this election. I think it has to be done, Daniel. There's no other viable alternative to it that I see.
Well, here's what they're going to say. Here's the other side of the argument, and you respond as ever you feel. They're going to say, well, this is their date, January 6th. It's in the Constitution. We have the elector votes right there. Let's count them.
Well, I think we've got to go forth and determine whether or not the electors have the right to cast the vote.
Boy, you're saying something very powerful. I think people don't understand that. These electors were not elected by law.
No.
That is the most powerful argument. That is even more powerful than all the fraud arguments. Fraud,
yes.
You got to prove fraud. You don't have to prove, I mean, it's self-evident that the electors were elected outside of law, outside of delegated law, constitutional law. I mean, that's self-evident. Do we have a constitution or do we not have a constitution?
We do.
Okay. Joseph Meyer says we do. I guess we do. Joseph Meyer says we have a constitution. We have a constitution.
And the ATF will be swatting you soon.
Yeah, I hope you don't have any of those polymer 80 guns in your basement. He's not laughing.
No,
that's not funny, is it?
This is true.
So let's talk this through for a second. And this is not financial information, but I guess it kind of is, isn't it? So they go up to count the votes. The senators are already floating this. I think Pence, do they vote? Hey, we're going to vote on just a 10-day fact-finding mission to get to the bottom of this. Do you think that's how it's going to go? Okay. Do you think that there's going to be a lot of information that comes out in the next 2 days that are going to kind of push this even more frenzy?
I think, quite honestly, there's an awful lot we don't know. I think there's quite a bit we do know, but I think there's important facts that will come out in the next couple of days that will be quite surprising, and it will be information that we have not been aware of at this point. That's what I believe.
Wow, that's big. And that's kind of I hate to agree with you all the time, but I'm finding myself agreeing with, you know, that makes for bad radio when you agree with everything. But I find myself agreeing with you.
Getting back to the markets, I think when you look at the current economic fundamentals of this bull market, they're an illusion, Daniel. When you take a look at lower profits, lower consumer spending, higher unemployment, a ravaged U.S. economy, soaring demand for food banks, profits from the S&P 500 companies down 48% from a year ago, This is a momentum liquidity-driven illusion, and I'm going to call it that. I think when the money pumping finally ceases and there's no more liquidity going into the stock market, we get one hell of a big correction. That's not behind us. That's still in front of us, Daniel. No one's talking about that.
Look, hey, let's talk about that. Do you what's going to stop that? I mean, as of right now, I don't see anything's going to stop them printing money.
I think the dollar's going to fall sharply and fall quite precipitously, and I think the Fed at some point is going to have to turn the monetary spigot off. They're not going to have a choice, Daniel.
Okay, so you say, obviously, somewhere after the election, that the rest of the world is going to look at the dollar, and whether it's good for them, bad for them, whatever, it's going to be inevitable that the world is going to look at the dollar as a flawed asset, and it's going to go down, period. Strictly.
Yes.
There's just no other way to look at it.
No other way I'll look at it. As you know, if you go back all through history and you look at past bull markets, they had the following economic fundamentals. There was productivity, innovation, profitability, and an overall health of the economy. We don't have any of that, Daniel. That's why I continue to believe this is a fiat-driven, illusionary equity bull market, and when it ends, it's going to end very badly, very disastrously.
If you're going to make me make a decision, if you're going to, not couch my opinion, if you're going to make me right now make a decision, I think that Trump is going to win the election.
Yes, he is.
I don't exactly know how, but one way or another, he's going to. He did win. He did. He's going to win the election. He has the central bank in his crosshairs. He is going to probably destroy them by laying so much debt on them and transition into something else. And at that point, I think the stock market and whatever is going to fall precipitously almost predisposed point. Does that make sense?
I don't think you can time the actual decline, but I think you can be aware that it's coming. Again, as I said many times, you got to go back and look at where this bull market began, as you and Kevin know, in March 2009. We had the Dow at 6470 and the S&P at 700. This market has had a tremendous run, Daniel. At some point, people are going to cash in the profits and run for the door. That's why I think you got money going into Bitcoin, money going into gold and silver. You got the stock market going up, precious metals going up, and Bitcoin going up all simultaneously. What does that tell you? Something's going on beneath the surface.
Before we get to that, that is very critical, and we'll definitely dive into that. Let me ask you about the market. I have been told that pensions, unlike any time in the past, pensions are now tied to the stock market, and they're basically like an anchor tied to this market. And if the market goes south, these pensions are going south. Is that true from your perspective?
Well, it's true on two points. Number one, the pensions on balance are underfunded and have been for many years. They're now pegged to the performance of the stock market. So when you talk about your future, your retirement, and your pension, it's dependent on the stock market continuing to go higher, Daniel. Trees don't grow to the sky, you know that.
How did it happen where the pensions became so dependent on this market?
Because we had record low interest rates, and they had to make the money up in the price of the underlying shares they hold in their portfolio. That's how.
So basically they were underfunded, and they're searching for revenue.
Return.
I mean, they're searching for return, right? They're underfunded. We got to do something, and we're going to throw them in the market and say our prayers.
The market's going to bail it out. Well, it bailed it out, but at what point does it stop working? I think we're quickly reaching that point.
My God,
does anybody talk about these things? No.
This is so profound what you just said. This is why I love your newsletter.
But I write about them in the newsletter because I think they're important and I think people have a right to know what's going on, and I tell you the truth. I have no reason to mislead you.
We have a couple minutes before the break. Tell us about your newsletter, where you can get it. There is no financial publication I recommend more than this guy's newsletter. So tell us a little bit about it, where you can get it, and the like.
Go to StrayMoneyAnalysis.com. I write about in every issue of the newsletter quarterly the stock and bond markets, gold and silver, oil and natural gas, and I write a pretty lengthy commentary on where I think monetary policy is headed. You get four issues of the newsletter under the one-year subscription. It's $259.95. Six-month subscription, you get two newsletters, $149.95. But if you're a listener to the Power Hour radio show, I offer you the full one-year subscription at the six-month subscription price. Save you a full $110 over the normal one-year subscription.
I don't know why anybody wouldn't take advantage of that. If you have, I don't care if you got $10,000 that you're investing and playing. I say playing, but that you're working with your 401k, what have you. I don't care if you got $10,000 to spend $150 for a year to be able to manage that through these uncertain times. To have somebody like Joseph be able to steer you through these. I mean, are you crazy? I mean, that's a no-brainer. It really is. To be honest with you. I mean, if I'm going to get real aggressive, we are living in such unprecedented, you got to have some information. And they're not telling it to you on corporate media. Where are you going to get it? You're going to get it from the Power Hour. You're going to get it from his newsletter. You're going to get it from some of the other sources that we have. This is where you get it. I want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free. This is why we have people like Joseph on. Joseph does not pay me to get on this show. I bring him on for free because I love Joseph. Joseph's a real person and I love him. Two, because he's excellent at what he does. Not good, excellent. And I want you to have excellent information. That's why. So StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Give us a phone number real quick, Joseph.
386-677-8642.
386-677-8642.
677-8642.
386-677-8642. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. Gold and silver crypto on the other side.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Hard Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Hard Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Hard Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Hard Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soil. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing the wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yes, everyone should be pro-life. There's no question. That's what we're here. We want life, and we want it more abundantly, as the Messiah said. Life and more abundantly. What's wrong with that? Happy, healthy, successful, and free. That's what we say here at the Power Mall and the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Me personally, I've been very, you know, they keep talking about this new strain of COVID and all this. All that signals to me is I need to make sure I got stuff in my house. I need to make sure it works. The quercetin, the zinc, the vitamin D, the, all the top quality products, the selenium, I mean, go on and on, magnesium, vitamin C, all of the above. You just have to have those products in your home. The oregano, have to have it. You just have to have those things. So all those and so much more at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. It's phone number 386-677-8642. We're talking about, I know during the break you mentioned, let's get to this before gold and silver. The wealth distribution from 20 years ago to today, the year 2000 and the year 2020. Let's discuss that a little bit.
Yes. If you go back to 2000, Daniel, you had the top 10%. Controlling 63% of the real wealth in a country. The bottom 90% controlled just 37%. Moving forward 20 years to 2020, the top 10% controls 69% of the real wealth. The bottom 10% controlled just 31%. I think that tells the tale of what's been going on for the last 20 years when we talk about wealth distribution without a doubt.
That's a big, you know, people.
That's the more reason why you had to own gold and silver.
That's a big change over just, you know, numbers like that. We're talking about total wealth distribution. I mean, you usually talk in those terms, you know, 50 years, 100-year terms. You're talking just 20 years to be able to move like that. That's a very significant move.
Well, if you want to take a look at since 1990, the top 1% has seen their wealth increase by 594%. But the bottom 50% of all Americans only witnessed the 77% increase in their wealth status.
And that's with inflation.
That's over the last 30 years.
That's with inflation and everything. So, you know, you may have.
Yes.
So, yeah, that makes. Wow. Wow. Say that again.
It's
that is a powerful
statistic.
What you don't
know that can hurt you, Daniel, not what you do know.
Say that again. That is a very powerful statistic. Go ahead, say that again. Because since 1990.
What you don't know that can hurt you, not what you do know.
No, 1990. Since 1990, what do you say? Their wealth has increased 550% about?
594% since 1990, the top 1%. The bottom 50% of all Americans only witnessed the 77% increase.
And so people understand, well, there's a 77% increase. No, you got to understand with inflation, 77% increase is actually a loss, right?
That's exactly right.
Right. Because, you know, think about what your house costs now compared to 30 years ago or whatever, a car or whatever. So you needed a lot more. You needed a 500% return to stay out of the game like the 1% did.
Well, you know, when you talk about even additionally what's going on in the stock market versus the economy, you've got money pouring in the form of this unprecedented liquidity into stocks, housing, and other assets. Majority of the money, as I'm sure you know and you will agree, has not worked its way down to the average American. It hasn't worked its way down into the regular economy. Working America has not benefited from any of this. Over 50% of all Americans don't even own stock. You know that.
Let me ask you about gold. Gold is really, I don't know what the number, when I checked a little earlier, it was like
$40. $1940.
Okay, it's went up like almost $40, $36 this morning. Silver also. What's going on with silver and gold? What has gone on the last month or two? And what do you see in the short-term future?
Well, I think in the short term we're going a lot higher. I think we made a pretty important bottom in the 1768 area in gold. And I think right around the 2450 area in silver. So I think we'll see new highs in gold, new highs in silver, and I think this is going to be the year for the precious metals. I truly believe it.
When you say new high in silver, you know, silver's
over 50, Daniel.
Yeah, we're talking $50. Right now it's at, I mean, spot price. You can't buy this at the coin store, but the spot price is $27.29. I mean, you're talking almost a doubling. I mean, how soon, you know, do you have a crystal ball here? How soon would you see something like this?
I think a lot sooner than most people want to believe. I think you're going to see money come in out of stocks, bonds, real estate, possibly even out of crypto where there's been tremendous gains getting into gold and silver because I think the train's just getting ready to leave the station. As you know, in the December issue of the newsletter, I even mentioned the gold and silver mining stocks as a bonus that you could purchase.
Let's talk about cryptos. What's your overall feeling about the crypto market? And then we'll get into some specifics.
Well, I think crypto is definitely the future, and I think the market is inevitably headed higher. I just question with the move we've seen over the short term, if the market hasn't somewhat gotten ahead of itself. And I think the key is when you got over 30,000 in crypto, we started to see multi 1,000 point dollar moves in a day. I think that's telling you that we could be approaching a short-term meaningful top, Daniel. That's what I believe.
When you say crypto, you're talking about Bitcoin. Bitcoin specifically, that's
yes.
Definitely the market leader is Bitcoin. Is now, ladies and gentlemen, Bitcoin, who less than 10 years ago was under a dollar, less than 10 years ago was under a dollar, is now at 30, I don't know what it is this morning, 31,000, give or take 31,000.
It traded to 34.5 over the weekend.
So now it's down to about 31 something. Very volatile.
This is a red hot market. It could be overheating in the short term. That's why I'm somewhat cautious, Daniel.
It's called the altcoins, alternative coins to Bitcoin, have kind of lagged behind, and usually Bitcoin leads. And, my opinion is when I say short term, 2-3 months, in the next 2-3 months, Bitcoin may cool off. The altcoins are going to explode. Some of these, they haven't had any run up, and they're going to, it's
no,
like a trickle down.
The money's going to come out of Bitcoin and go into the cheaper ones. I couldn't agree with you more.
So we might have a massive run in these explosive. I mean, I've had people tell me on the phone, I talk off air, told me flat out the word is explosive, that this market is going to be explosive on the alternative coins.
I think
possibly.
It's going to be explosive with gold and silver and the alternative coins. I couldn't agree with you again more vehemently than I have.
I love gold and silver. I love gold and silver so much better. Like me personally, I love gold and silver about a million times better than cryptos. but cryptos, you know, that's kind of the way the world is going, is crypto and gold and silver. Is there anything, I mean, gold, silver?
We're going to a digitized currency. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. As I've said many times, it's the future. It's going to happen. It's inevitable.
Well, so, you know, I've had people call me, listeners, that say, well, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to get into cryptos. I'm like, well, whether you want to be a part of it or not, it wants to be a part of you. Yeah, and I hate to talk in those terms, and it sounds so forceful, but at least in the next few years, to me, you would want to take advantage of the crypto. You would want to take advantage of the crypto market, and then at that point, you know, then throw it into gold and silver. Take advantage of these crazy gains. Get gold and silver. Then you're,
that's
you know,
exactly what you do. Is anybody going to do it? Of course not.
What do you mean? Somebody's going to do it. Uncle Kevin's waving his hand. Uncle Kevin's going to do it.
That's right.
One absolute I've learned in being in the market over 50 years, sometimes you want a better life for people than they want for themselves. You ever hear that statement?
Yes, I think that's true.
People to do well. You want people to take advantage of opportunity when it presents itself. I can give you the information, as I've said many times. I can tell you what I think it means. I can even tell you how to use it. But I can't make you take the time to read and educate yourself on the things that could make a significant difference in your life, and certainly the life you can give your family. That I can't do.
Well, you know, sometimes you can't, you know, you lead a man to horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I mean, it's kind of that old saying. I've talked to several people that I'm close to. I'll just say that, meaning my family. I'm not going to list any specifics because sometimes they listen to the show, but I've talked to a fair with varying degrees. And it's not like, you know, it's like I tell them, I don't make it. If you buy cryptos or you buy gold and silver, I don't make any, I'm not making money off you doing this. It doesn't financially benefit me. I'm not financially benefiting by you doing this, but I'm telling you that, from everything I can look at, the experts we have on, people like Joseph Meyer, a couple other people, this is where you're going to make money. You need to multiply your dollars in the next 2 or 3 years here, because a gallon of milk's you're going to have sticker shock by a gallon of milk. You need to multiply your dollars. And, you know, my cousin bought some cryptos and her, a little bit of gold and silver. Her little thing is up, like 4 times. She's made almost 4 times her money. You know, probably went down a little bit now with cryptos, but 3 and 4 times our money in just a short time. And it's not a bit, people say, oh, I don't want to be greedy. What? Okay. I don't want to be greedy either, but I don't want to go to the grocery store and be one, you know, thinking about, well, the price, I don't drink milk, but, you know, the price of milk is too high. I can't drink my milk. I don't want to do that either. I don't want you to be put in the corner, making decisions in the corner, being pushed more and more in the corner. I do not want that for you. I certainly don't want it for my family that I talk to. And then I've had other people for months. I begged one of my family members. And I hate to do this because you said, you know, it never comes out good, but I almost begged one of my family members for months. For the love of God, will you please just look at this? This is an opportunity for you. You know, have you looked? No, I haven't even had time. You haven't had time? You haven't
Make
had time?
Time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I haven't had time. And, we'll see what happens. But I don't want that for people. And I, you know, this is not financial advice. I could be wrong. Joseph could be wrong. But where are you going to get better analysis than straightmoneyanalysis.com? Where will you? I'd like to know. Please tell me. If you know where there is, please tell me. We'll have them on. But until then, we're only having Joseph on. Joseph is our only stock gold silver type person that we have on. That's it. Why don't we have other people? Because he's the best.
You look at history. I'll give you something quickly to chew on. When you look at the collapse in Venezuela a number of years ago, and it's still pretty much ongoing even today, it's not stabilized. A 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin bought $250 worth of groceries. That's a fact. The money was worthless.
Wow.
A 1 ounce silver coin to buy you $250 worth of food to feed your family. I think that speaks volumes, Daniel.
Well, in World War II, and now we're talking, you know, huge disaster situations, but in people, they don't like to think in those terms, I believe. You know, well, we're not going to have a disaster. Nobody wants to think that way. But you just mentioned Venezuela. During World War II in Germany, a double eagle.
History repeats, Daniel. Never lose sight of that fact. Maybe not exactly, but it does repeat. History rhymes. It's often true when you look back and you look at things that happened decades ago. Inevitably, they happen again. You have to recognize the signs that it's taken place. Few people can do that.
A double eagle towards the end of World War II, you could have bought a city block in Austria. A city block in downtown Austria for a double eagle gold coin. Am I right? Joseph, am I right? Please
I'll give you one better. At the height of the Weimar Republic that collapsed, 1923, a 1 ounce gold coin for the whole city block in Frankfurt, Germany. Look it up. It's a fact.
There you go. There you go. You had it more specific than I did. The city block. And he said, well,
whole
we're
city
not.
Block.
And he said, well, we're not going to go through that. Okay, maybe we don't. Here's what we are going through. You correct me where I'm wrong, Joseph. We are seeing an unprecedented turnover in the economic systems of America and the world happening right now. Is that true or
Absolutely.
False?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
So your way of thinking, if I'm listening to you and I believe that, my way of thinking needs to grow, expand, change. Correct?
Now more than ever, it's of the most importance that you do that and you have an open mind and you accept change. It's going to happen anyway, whether you're accepting it or not.
Let's talk about maybe a couple of the other, Mark. Oil, what do you see in oil and natural resources in general?
I think we've seen the lows in crude oil, and I think we get above 50. We can work significantly higher. But I think we've got a lot of demand pent up for energy, and I think the surprise is going to be when we start to see energy prices rising once again in the U.S. That's inevitable. That's still ahead of us, Daniel.
And where will be the first sign?
Inflation work its way into the pipeline once it starts.
And what are we talking about? We're talking about we're going to the pump and it's now gas is $4 a gallon again. Is that going to be the first sign or will there be other ones?
Well, it's not going to happen over night, but inevitably
right.
we're going to go back to those old price highs. Not a question of if, it's a question of when it has to happen.
Your connections, your people you talk to, they, I mean, they're very astute, very experienced. This is just me being a, you know, just my opinion for whatever it's worth. I think after the election, I don't know how long, a month, two, whatever, things settle down, the dust clears, and you're going to see the attack on the dollar like we haven't seen in a long time. The dollar is going to be persona non grata in financial terms across the world.
It's going to happen. Again, it's a question of timing, but it's inevitable. It will take place. That's why you got to have gold and silver.
What does this mean? And you just mentioned gold and silver. We've been talking about this for a long time. People have been hearing for years, oh, the dollar is going to collapse. This is going to happen. You know, do we use a collapse word? Do we use a crash word? What is it? When you say that pressure, it's going to...
You need a storage of value. You need a hedge against inflation. You can't keep printing money the way we've printed it. It's debasing the currency that's in circulation, making it worse less, making it buy less. You can't paper your way out of debt, and that's what we're trying to do. It's not going to work.
All right, I'm going to push back on something that, you know, and reasonably, I think people can say this. I don't think it's lunacy to say this. They say, well, you know, Japan printed debt for a long time. They're still printing debt. We've printed debt. It's over $26 trillion. Who cares? They're just going to print all the way up to $100 trillion. It doesn't trickle down to the people. There's really not massive inflation. What's the problem, Joseph Meyer?
Well, I think you go back and you look at history. 1 ounce of gold bought the Dow, as you know, in 1932 and again in 1980. I've said repeatedly for quite some time, I believe we'll see at some point 1 ounce of gold by the Dow again. The question is at what price and over what time frame. I think we could see certainly the Dow fall quite sharply and gold rise quite sharply, with the two meeting somewhere between 10 and 12,000. I still believe that's a distinct possibility and it will happen. I can't really put a time frame on it, but I'm pretty well convinced that that's exactly what will take place, Daniel.
Now, we just saw Bitcoin hit a price where one Bitcoin could buy the Dow.
Yes.
Is that significant?
I think it's very meaningful and very telling. If you understand the big picture, I think it's telling a story that the dollar is going to continue to fall and fall very sharply.
Now, we've been hearing about, you know, I have a food storage company, food storage, prepare, having water, having, you know, these kind of things, more of an independent mindset, more of like your great grandma, the root cellar, what have you, investing in, you know, greenhouses or investing in farmland or farmable land or even a little small quarter acre farm lot, anything. Are these things valuable? Are these things important?
Well, I think without a doubt we're going to have shortages of food. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. We've already witnessed what can happen with COVID and they go in and clean the stores out. So I think food is going to be a very important commodity as we move forward. Clean drinking water, that's another commodity we take for granted. And I think the electricity we use every day, we count on always being there, and I'm not so sure that that's reality as well. So I think
we'll talk about that.
Whoa. Coming, and you still got time to prepare, and now's the time to do it. That's what I believe.
Whoa! Don't gloss over that. Why do you talk about the power grid being vulnerable? Talk about that. Why do you say that?
Well, because I think it's certainly subject to EMP attack, and I think we could certainly see some disruptions at some point.
An article that's been one of the things in the news, Argentina suspends corn exports to ensure domestic food supplies. You're seeing countries out there, Argentina. Yeah, they're basically believing what you just said, and they're like, nah, we're not going to export food. We're just going to keep the food here. Well, why? Well, just because. Well, do you not like money? No, we like money just fine. We like our people eating better. I mean, what other message could you take from that?
Let me ask you, what was your take on the millions of people lined up in Houston, Texas, on the highway trying to get to the food bank? What was your analysis of that?
I thought that there is a dualistic part of this economy, that the top part is getting stronger and that the bottom
Absolutely.
Part is getting weaker. That's what I thought.
Well, I think when you look at the number of people dependent on the food bank, and as we've talked about many times, the number of homeless in America, we're certainly not heading in the right direction, that's for sure, Daniel. America, we're better than this.
You know, that's another reason why I talk to my family. I don't get aggressive with them. I mean, a little bit, but, you know, part of this is, I don't know what the future is, but I want them to be prepared and be self-sufficient and be strong to be able to handle it, because their strength.
Well, you need a plan. None of us know with certainty what the future holds. That's why we prepare accordingly for what can happen. That's why you do it.
All right. Give your website, your phone number again.
StrayMoneyAnalysis.com. You can call me directly, 386-677-8642.
386-677-8642. 386-677-8642. You can get Joseph Meyer. It is the most important financial newsletter publication that I've seen. Many of them, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz puts out one, but it's like a freaking encyclopedia. that's amazing. But you got to have a doctorate degree to, you know, decipher the thing and read the thing. But it's fantastic. You want, for you, for our audience, you want actionable, simple breakdown. Here it is, XYZ, ABC, 1, 2, 3. This is the best I've seen. And I've seen quite a few. I mean, not all of them, but I've seen quite a few. And Joseph's experience is fantastic. Joseph, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Well, I'm writing the newsletter. This is the 12th year of Straight Money Analysis, Daniel.
Wow. Well, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we're going to fast, sun up to sundown. We're going to fast. Me personally, I'm going to think about it a little bit and do my prayers with God. I'm going to, you know, but generally, uprightness, truth, disclosure in America, our will, the Declaration of Independence, that the governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, that the lies, the deep state, the succubuses, that they fall into the pit that they have dug for us. And that, you know, I think part of all that means Trump stays president. Trump wins here, because that's all those things are encompassed in him. He is the lightning rod for good, for bad, for better. He is our lightning rod. And we're behind him 100%. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Joseph Meyer, see you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.